My name is Ellie Daniels, and I'm a longtime resident and business owner in Waldo County in Belfast. I live on the Perkins Road and a little corner of our property abuts at the proposed salmon farm. I, too, want to thank you all for the challenging work of considering this issue. The sequence of events leading up to this meeting have been less than ideal and left many citizens feeling upset, ill-informed, and distrustful. Months of closed-door negotiations with the City and Water District took place before any citizens, even neighbors and abutters, were made aware. Many of the questions and concerns that have been brought forward have not been specifically addressed. And although these questions may be fully explored during the Planning Board process, it feels as though the zoning change being considered tonight might open a door that will allow a big unknown to rush in. Eric Heim said in a recent interview that his company did not choose to locate in Bucksport because they wanted to avoid the complication of tearing down unneeded buildings and equipment. Perhaps NAF thinks that there's something less complicated about the destruction of 40 acres of pristine old forest that has been a beloved recreational space for the people of Belfast for generations. How could I feel better about the NAF proposal? I want this massive theoretical model to prove itself at a smaller scale before it is growing to a larger scale. I want to avoid a 40-acre devastation that could potentially fail and have huge environmental impact. I want to know that the little river and reservoir and my neighbor's wells won't go dry. We want to know that the city cares about the noise, waste, smell, traffic, and visual intrusion on abutters and neighbors. We want to know that council members and the mayor are carefully weighing quality of life with economic and growth issues. We want to have confidence that our city manager, city planner, and economic development representative listen respectfully and openly to the people and do not dismiss our concerns as an inconvenience or fake news. We're all living in a very difficult time when folks seem to have forgotten how to talk, debate, and find common ground. There's no magic solution to our challenges. There's no simple answer to the housing crisis or quick fix to bring down taxes. The durable value of long-term planning and slow, deliberate change will always prove itself more reliable than the pursuit of fast turnaround and uninformed decisions.
Thank you for your comment.
Our city does not live at City Hall. It's us. Please slow this down. Thank you.